The following is a paid program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the opinions of the management of this station or PAML Broadcasting. It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. I'm your weekly health coach, Dr. Eric Ashburn. I have a great show ahead of us. I'm going to get into some things which I've been sort of building up information, a database information, talking to patients and other people about what you guys want to know. What's the main topics people are the most confusion on and they really need to know more about. I'm going to get into some research later. I love research and I'm going to break it down in a way it's very understandable, but research really helps us to understand what works and what doesn't. There's so much uncertainty in this current culture, right? There's opinion-based stuff all over the place, but research gives you more foundation on what's real about stuff. So I'm going to get into the realness of certain topics moving forward, and I'm going to have a special offer for you later in the show. I want you guys to always have the most cutting-edge resources to be healthier, to run better. So I'm going to give you that special offer a little bit later. But I'm going to start off with a concept called supplement uncertainty, because most people don't know what to take. And honestly, there's so much good marketing. Marketing is so confusing in what you should do and good looking products, and they may be good, they may be not. Which one of the products do you need? It can be really, really confusing. And I want to try to replace that with supplement simplicity. So supplement simplicity is really the concept of it shouldn't be difficult. We're really just supplementing what we don't get from our food. You know, we're confused. You have a cold, you need to take this supplement. We're always adding in supplementations, trying to take the place of medications. But in reality, supplementation should be just that, a supplement to an already excellent diet, right? Adding in the stuff that you're not getting from your food. And it's unique for everybody. There's a few core supplements that everybody needs. No doubt about it. Everybody needs certain supplements. But there's other things which are more unique. You have certain deficiencies, certain unique needs, certain health issues, which supplements may help you to become better from, you know, sooner. And the key answer is, why do we even need supplements, right? Unfortunately, the nutrition we need is no longer available in our food supply. It just isn't. You know, our farming practices have destroyed the quality of our soil, and the seeds that we use to grow food can grow essentially in concrete, right? So we don't have good quality soil. The seed isn't good. And so our nutrients in the food are declining. The toxins in the food are increasing due to how we spray the food, you know, how we farm the food. The toxins are increasing. So our bodies have suffered years of toxin and nutritional deficiencies, and that's weakened and damaged our systems. So a few things we have to do. You know, we never want to take vitamins or supplements in place of food. So many people say, I'll eat whatever, right? I'll eat McDonald's, I'll eat whatever crap food. And sorry, McDonald's, not blowing you up, but, you know, and then you go back and say, I'll take a multivitamin to make up for the fact that it didn't get from the food. So never take vitamins and supplements in place of food. Secondly, don't take vitamins and supplements to treat disease. So many people say, I have this, so I need to take this. And it should never be taken that way. Imagine a line, a line of water in a pool. So below the water is, you know, you don't want to be there above the water. You want to be right at that line. And so that line, that would be a perfect level of supplementation for your body. Now I can draw a line on a wall, do a graph chart. For me, it's easier to visualize a pool, an ocean, something like that. But the water level would be normal. That's a normal level of vitamins. If you have too much, then it's bad for you. If you have too little, it's bad for you. And all vitamins and minerals, they play off each other. So you have too much of one, it affects the other ones. You have too little of one, it affects the other one. So you really need to have the right amount of things. And one thing you don't want to do is ever take the minimum required, take the maximum that you need, right? And needs the operative word. So when you look at the bottle, it'll say, this is the minimum requirement. The minimum RDA, recommended daily allowance, but that's to avoid disease. It isn't to make you healthy. That's what most people don't realize. And so the keys to supplements, don't skimp, right? Make sure they're all pharmaceutical grade, excellent quality. Make sure they're organic. Make sure they're complete. Make sure, very importantly, that the things that are in there are bioavailable, and make sure it's non-toxic. So when you talk about these things, you really want to, and supplements are going to be also sort of food things too. So like protein powders, they could be very important, you know, for exercise and just general muscle health. And very importantly, the protein powder industry has deceived so many people. It's so important that you have the highest quality protein or your body will not absorb it. And what I mean by that is organic grass-fed whey protein is the best bioavailable protein powder you can ever take. So you can do other protein powders like pea protein if you're a vegan. I understand wanting to do that, but you're not going to absorb as much protein from that. It's not going to be as healthy for you. So you really need to, I'm talking about the best stuff you can do. Everything else is a little bit below that. But if you want the best protein powder your body will absorb, it'll put in the muscle, it'll use for other processes right away. It's always grass-fed whey protein, highly bioavailable. It raises glutathione, which is the king of antioxidants, the master antioxidant. Everybody wants antioxidants. Glutathione is the best antioxidant you put into your body. So it raises glutathione and helps bind and pull heavy metals, which everybody has a certain degree of toxicity. Very few people are good at eliminating heavy metals from their body. So heavy metal binding and pulling is so important. And organic grass-fed whey protein does that abundantly. It also stabilizes blood sugar. When you do this stuff, you want to take this. I just had a smoothie not too long ago made from organic grass-fed whey protein. Another thing is, too, it should never be heated in processing. So it should be cool processed. And that gives you the most bioavailable, not only protein in there, but also gives you the most other supplements from there. The other things that occur in natural protein doesn't become denatured by high heat. So it never should be heated above the body temperature of the cow when you take it. It's very, very important to remember that. Now, I'm talking about sugar, right? Sugar is an overabundant supply in a standard North American diet, right? So that standard American diet, the acronym for it is SAD, right? SAD, standard American diet, and it is. So you really need to replace sugar with healthy carbohydrates. And you can do it very easily. There's tons of sugar that occurs in fruits and vegetables. I'm talking about added sugar. So if you eat an apple that has sugar in it, that's okay. Because that apple, just as other fruits and vegetables, comes packaged. It's packaged and it has a skin around it, which preserves the freshness, but it has fiber in it, has other enzymes in it to help you break down the sugar and other nutrients so your body can absorb it more effectively. So it's very important to eat food rather than adding sugar, right? So food can have sugar in it. It's okay. But it has to be natural foods. I'm not saying eat bread because it has sugar in it, because bread isn't a natural food. I'm talking about stuff that grew, you can pick or pull from the ground. That's always the best stuff you can eat. Next thing up, fats. I'm going to go through the macros now. The problem is good fat in North America's number one missing ingredient. Fat is not your enemy. I'm going to repeat that. Fat's not your enemy. Fat's good for you if you're eating the right fat. So the solution is high quality fish, high quality meat and omega-3 supplements, right? And with the right ratios, which we'll get into, but if you can get high quality fish, the only problem with that, high quality fish is hard to come by. It's mostly, what I tell people, it's mostly wild Alaskan salmon is the high quality fish you can really depend on getting and have it be, you know, non-toxic, because fish carries tons of heavy metals. So I say, if you're gonna eat fish, eat it sparingly. And if you eat it frequently, get wild Alaskan salmon, because that's the highest quality you can do. So if you're not getting it from fish, you need to supplement omega-3s. So omega-3s are extremely important for your health. It's part of my big four, my core four supplements that you need to take. So you need to take a high quality omega-3 supplement. I'm going to do a multivitamin. You know, multivitamins, our food is so deficient in multivitamins that we don't get enough. It's impossible. And if you don't test, if you can't test to see your vitamins and minerals in your body, how much you have of them, it's so important to take a very high quality, naturally occurring multivitamin, because these things will absorb into your body what you need and get rid of what you don't need. So very important to do high quality multivitamin. The next one, now this is number three, as far as my core four supplementation that our body truly needs. Remember, we're not doing supplement confusion. We're doing supplement simplicity. So the one we absolutely need is vitamin D. So the lack of sunlight has caused a severe deficiency in vitamin D. We just don't get as much sunlight as we're designed to get. 100 years ago, 200 years ago, we're in the sun much more. We weren't sunbathing. We're outside working. And we're working the right amount if you're in the right area of the country for your skin tone. So I'm pretty white. I do tan, but I'm pretty white. So therefore, my area is right around England, Ireland. So for that latitude, if I'm outside the right amount, I'll get the right amount of sun. Now, if I was living around the equator, it would be too much sun for me. I have to cover myself up. Just the same as if you're from the equator, if you have darker skin and you live in a northern latitude, you're not going to get enough vitamin D from the sun. It's impossible. So you have to, number one, test your vitamin D levels, you need to take vitamin D. So you should have a vitamin D level somewhere between, I like higher levels, you know, kill me, whatever you want to do, you know, shoot me. I like 70 to 90. It's nanograms per deciliter. I was just tested. I just did blood work. I was at 95. So I'm very happy with where my vitamin D is right now. Now, medically, they bumped it up. I'm happy they bumped it up. It used to be 30 nanograms per deciliter. That was a normal finding for people. Not the right finding, but that was a normal finding on a blood work. Now they're saying 30 to 50. I still like it higher. 70 to 90 is a good level. So the solution, right, is to get more sun exposure. Now for most people, you know, it's going for a walk in nicer weather, exposing more skin. I walk around my backyard with my shirt off in shorts when it's warm enough, right? You know, it's my private backyard, but I walk around with my shirt off and shorts. Never want to be burned. You need to know your maximum sun exposure not to be burned. It's very important, but you want to absorb as much sun as you can possibly get. It's the most important vitamin. It acts like a hormone in your body, supports so many functions. Vitamin D is so important. So many people are walking around deficient. You need to have enough vitamin D to support your body. And many diseases really pop up when you're low in vitamin D, including cancer. So the thing is, all these foods, and one more thing I want to get into is a probiotic, because we used to ferment our food and now we don't do it anymore. Thank God we have refrigerators. It's a good thing. But fermenting your food, right, storing your food was a benefit because you absorb much more probiotics. Now our food is pretty much devoid of it. Everything's processed, pasteurized, right? Homogenized. Everything is devoid of probiotics. If it has probiotics in it, like yogurt, it's usually because they added it back in to the yogurt to try to support it. But basically, we should just have natural probiotics entering into our body. So you need to take a high quality probiotic. Not trying to push anything, but on my website, now I don't know if it's on my website anymore. I just had the website change. I'm updating it. It might not be on there just yet. But if you want to go and connect with my office, send an email to teamashburn@gmail.com. And then we'll give you a link and you can go and find all these supplements. Designs for Health is a company I typically use. I love them. They do a very good work, but I have all those supplements, the probiotic, the multivitamin, the omega-3 and vitamin D. And they're my favorite ones. I take all those supplements myself. I have them all listed. And you can just connect with someone in my office and they'll give you a link and you can go buy them. So it's so important too, understanding health. If you're low, so many people are walking around low in vitamins and minerals and they're trying to realize why they're sick. So you may be really deficient in specific vitamins and minerals. It may be representing itself as disease. Then you go to the doctor and they're not going to tell you to take a vitamin and mineral. They're going to give you medication. So then you remain deficient, get put on a medication to fight the disease, but your body's no healthier, right? You know, the disease is just the end product. It's the representation of that poor function over the course of a long time, then disease pops up. So they want to give you a medication to take care of it, which is really, that's the model they operate over. You know, I like the doctors, I'm friends with them, but don't view them as the only health expert that's out there. They are the health experts in drugs and prescribing drugs. No doubt about it. They know more, way more than I'll ever know about prescribing drugs. Well, I don't really want to learn a lot about it. I know what I need to know as far as prescribing drugs go, but they're the experts at doing that. They're not the experts in nutrition. In medical school, you get 0 hours of nutritional training. So when your doctor tells you with authority, don't take vitamins and minerals. I have so many patients that come to see me. Their doctor said, you can get it all from your food. Don't listen to anybody else. Get it all from your food. That's a lie. Total lie. And they're speaking from a soapbox of authority they have no right to speak from. So they're experts in drugs, possibly surgery, depending on what they did, but not experts in nutrition and natural lifestyle issues. So, you know, if you want to get the right vitamins, that Core 4 is a very good place to start. There's a few more depending on what you have going on, but that's something I think you should talk to a nutritionist or a doctor or come into my office. We'll talk to you there because that's more of a unique expression of the supplementation that you need. Now, so many people though, their health is impacted. And one of the biggest things it does is it slows down your metabolism. So your metabolism really gets weakened. It slows down. It doesn't work as well. And what happens when your metabolism slows down? Now, it could be because your thyroid's slow, could be because your adrenals aren't working well. And there is specific supplementation we can give you to help you with that. But when it slows down, you get metabolically damaged. So you have metabolic disease, metabolic damage, and then you put on weight and develop disease from it. So I have so many people come to my office, which are really overweight. And that's, everybody knows that. That's a trend of America, where everybody's moving more obese. We're the most obese country in the history of the world. So it's no mystery that I'm talking about obesity. but people come to my office obese and they have no idea what's going on in their health. I mean, think about it. All they know about their health is what their doctor has told them, what diseases that the doctors have measured, what drugs they're on. They don't know anything about their health, nothing about their supplementation, nothing about how their body's truly working inside, nothing about the coordination and integration of the function throughout their entire body. And that's why it's so good to get with a natural doctor. I mean, natural doctors are worth their weight in gold, seriously. Not even talking about myself. Natural doctors, go to a naturopath. They're worth their weight in gold at getting you healthier because they're going to look at you totally differently and much more the way your body was designed and the way it's worked for thousands of years, not the way your doctor will look at you and the way they feel we've been designed over the past maybe 70, 80 years. So important to give it a natural doctor. But as far as weight gain goes, you hold on to so much more weight because you're deficient in specific nutrients. Zero doubt about it. Your gears of metabolism slow down. You can't drop the weight. I guarantee you there's someone listening to this radio show right now. I know it. Right now you're listening to the radio show and you have extra, you're looking down and saying, I have extra weight. You know, you feel bad in clothing. You know, you're not doing well, you know, and you're saying, I have no idea what's going on. I diet. It doesn't work. I work out hard. It doesn't work. You do all these things and it may lose a couple pounds, but you don't feel any better and you don't lose that much. And the weight just comes back with a voracity and your body isn't working well. You're the exact person, I call it a hard loser syndrome, exact person that really needs to get with somebody, you know, whoever you want to do it with, but find out exactly where you're deficient. Specific testing will tell you that. In our office, we use resonant frequency testing. It's very advanced, very cool, and tells you exactly what you're deficient in. It'll tell you exactly what you're deficient in, how much supplementation you need to get back to normal levels so your body will work better. And everybody, when they do this, they just feel tremendous. And then the weight falls off of you. So I'll tell you this. That's a magic trick. If there's one magic trick to weight loss, it's finding out what you're deficient in and then plugging in those specific nutrients and then coming behind it with a whole food diet of, you know, diet doesn't mean to die with a T at the end of it, right? It means what you're eating. Come behind with a whole food diet, support it, and your body would do very, very well. So for those people who are listening, and you know, if I just spoke to that one person and 80 people said, that's me, I'm going to open up. I own a company called Hudson Valley Weight Loss. And we're really unique. We really are helping people drop weight very quickly. Key though, the key is not just dropping weight, fixing your metabolism so it does not come back on. So people lose a lot of weight. In the first 40 days, the average person loses between 20 and 40 pounds, which is ridiculous. Everybody wants to go with the drugs, which are completely unhealthy, and we're blowing those results out of the water. So people are doing drugs, we're blowing those results out of the water while you're getting you healthier. And so if you want to come in for a consultation minimally to see what's going on with you, I'm offering 10, I do this every week, 10 appointments to come in, meet with the coach, go through the entire first visit process, figure out if it's something that can help you, because you might not be a hard loser, might not be a good fit for you. But if it's something that can help you, I promise you it'll radically transform your health and you'll drop weight faster than you've ever imagined dropping in the past. So if you know somebody, or even if it's yourself who needs to drop weight and you had trouble, your diet doesn't work, exercise doesn't work long-term, you really need another option, give us a call, right? For the first 10 people, we'll do it completely for free. That first visit, we'll meet with you. It's $250 normally, right? But we'll meet with you for free in that first visit and we'll go through the whole process and help you to understand how to lose weight and how to be much healthier. Give us a call or text us. Text us the word LOSS, L-O-S-S. The number is 845-896-1200. That's 845-896-1200. Text us the word LOSS or leave us a message saying you heard the show and you want to come in. We'll get back to you Monday morning. We've had a lot of snow. Last week we got back on Tuesday, but you know, we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Typically it's Monday morning. We'll set up an appointment for you. The only thing I ask for you, we're extremely busy. It's a very busy time of year. If you want to come in and you're committed to setting up the appointment time, make sure you just keep it, right? Because that could have been given to someone else. We don't have incredible appointment times. We have limited appointment times. So if you take it away from someone else, that would really stink for them. So give us a call. It's 845-896-1200. We'll set up the appointment, get you in there and get you on track to being healthy, the healthiest person you should be. All right. So I'm going to be straightforward with you, tell you the truth. You know, I'm a doctor of chiropractic and you know, if you don't like chiropractic, totally cool, but I'm going to explain to you why you should love it. Why it should be the most important health thing you do on your radar. Last week I was down in Brooklyn. I was adjusting. You may know this group called Elevation Worship, Elevation Rhythm. They're a big Christian group. My kids love them. And I was down there and I was adjusting them, right? So it was a Barclays Center. It's a big, if you don't know, it's where the Brooklyn Nets play. It's a big center. And it was so cool. I was adjusting. And I'll tell you something cool about the place. I drove into the arena, into this big kind of cabin, right? Cabin space. And it's an elevator, and it dropped me down like three floors down to the area where they all hang out. So I was down there, I was taking care of everybody. You know, if you follow Elevation Worship, everybody that you know, I was adjusting them. It was pretty phenomenal. Such an honor. But I get to take care of a lot of very cool people, and they appreciate it so much. These people, they know chiropractic. I have a friend who takes care of them down in North Carolina who taught them, and they understand chiropractic well. And I was there, and they're like, there was a line of people waiting to see me. I felt like I was a celebrity there. And it was so cool because they know the value. They were there saying, I need to be adjusted. I need to have my body working better. And they perform hard. I went to the show afterwards. They're jumping up and down for like 2-3 hours straight. They're athletes. I was thinking the whole time, these people are athletes performing on stage, and they need to be in great shape. And every person was there saying, thank you for adjusting. My body works so much better when I have my nervous system running right. So that being said, I'm going to get into, and that's why I love being a chiropractor, right? You don't hear about that. A surgeon. Surgeons are cool, but you know, they're insane. Oh, I was taking care of all these people. I'm so excited. It was so cool, but I'm going to get into why. Why? You know, if your body isn't working well, it doesn't feel right. Everything in life just works harder. But you ever notice when your body's working right, everything just works better? You sleep better, you move easier, you think clearer. You're just more yourself. And that's the biggest thing. You're more yourself. You're not anything like, you know, caffeinated or steroided. You're just more yourself, which is exactly how we should be. And researchers have been digging deeper into some fascinating things to help explain why this happens. So I'm going to get into this, right? Your spine isn't just about your back. It's part of the communication system between your brain and the rest of your body. That's a system that runs everything in your body. It runs everything. So it's like a big highway. Your brain sends instructions down to your muscles, your organs, your balance systems, your stress responses. It's all run by your brain. And at the same time, your body consistently sends messages back up to the brain about your posture, how you're moving, what's happening inside of you. So it's an incredible system when it's working right. So the spine sits right in the center of that exchange. Now, researchers studying chiropractic adjustments have looked into what happens with the brain and the muscles when spinal joints start moving properly again. So in several experiments, they measure changes in how muscles activate and how the brain organizes movements. So in simple terms, when joints in the spine move better, the brain receives crisper, clearer information about the body. So your brain receives better information about how your body's moving. And when your brain receives clearer information, your body performs better because it's a safety pin cycle. From your body, it goes up to your brain, and your brain gets better information. It sends better information back down to your body for it to heal and run better. So your movements become smoother, your coordination improves, and your body doesn't have to compensate as much. I've worked with many athletes, professional athletes, who tell me their performance improved drastically after being adjusted. And, you know, I'm always like downplaying them. Well, your body should be working better. So I'm removing interference, letting your body work better. And they're like, okay, that's cool. But your body should not have to compensate so much. It should just be working the way it should be working. In other areas of research, it involves how people handle pain. And this is cool because so many people right now, I'm going to point at one person again. You're hurting right now. You have pain and you're taking medications, which you shouldn't. You're trying to exercise, maybe get massages, acupuncture, it's not helping. You're getting injections with your doctor, you still have pain. Maybe you had surgery, you still have pain. And large patient analysis comparing chiropractic care with medication-focused treatment for neck pain found that people receiving chiropractic care experience fewer complications and adverse outcomes with those relying primarily on prescription drugs. So these people had less, you know, all the time, chiropractic's dangerous. You hear that crap. That's crap. This says right here, being treated for neck pain, right? The area people get stressed about neck pain. People receiving chiropractic care experience fewer complications and adverse outcomes than those relying primarily on prescription drugs. And the cool thing is they had better results. They had better, longer lasting results, less pain, better function. In this research study, it's so cool. So I'm going to get to one more study, maybe two more. And this is probably one of the most talked about studies that I've seen in the last couple of years. And I feel it's so cool. If nothing else, listen to this, right? Because everybody, what's the number one cause of death in our country? Heart disease. And this right here, the researchers at University of Chicago Medical Center study people with high blood pressure, which is a key precursor to heart disease, right? High blood pressure, who also had specific misalignments in their upper neck. After precise chiropractic adjustments, participants experienced significant reductions in blood pressure. That's cool, but I'm going to break it down and tell you what happened. The researchers reported changes comparable to what's often seen when two blood pressure medications are combined. So if you give people two medications for the blood pressure, people have extreme high blood pressure. They need to shove it down in order to get it to a lower level. They found if you just got adjusted, it worked better than two leading medications combined. That study grabbed attention because it pointed towards something a lot bigger. The nervous system controls the body. The spine protects and influences the nervous system. Improving spinal function influences how the body regulates itself, and researchers are studying balance disorders connected to upper neck and inner ear syndromes. So I'm seeing so much vertigo, and they're finding out that vertigo gets so much better after being adjusted. So all these things, and so much more, right? Because your body's run by your brain and nervous system. These are just highlighting certain things that have been researched recently, how your body just works better. As far as pain goes, right? The cervical study showed neck pain got much better. Everywhere in your spine works the same way, right? You get adjusted, it moves, pressure comes off, it communicates with your brain better to let your body heal better, and it works better than the medication that was given to try to handle the pain. Isn't that phenomenal? And guess what? Zero side effects, zero surgery, zero any of that stuff. So, you know, I don't know why people run to medication other than we're such a pill-popping nation, and we shouldn't be. We should focus on restoring our natural health back towards normal. So if you're someone saying, I have issues, you know, I want my body to work better, I don't want to take all the medications, get surgery, give us a call. Just as I did before, I'm opening up 10 appointments for anybody who wants to come in. I'll do the entire exam process, x-rays and everything for free to figure out what's going on with you. We do very high level neurological corrective care, very cool care. I love it. But we're in Fishkill, New York. So Fishkill, New York's right where Route 84 and Mount Nimi. If you want to come in, give us a call and say, I want to come in, or text us the word posture. Number is 845-896-1200 or 845-896-1200. Text us the word posture or just say you want to come in and we'll set up the appointment. Once again, 845-896-1200. As always, God bless you guys. I love you. I'm so happy you choose to listen to this show, try to be healthier. And I'll talk to you next Saturday and Sunday for more Maximize Your Health Radio.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at WHUD.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.